On this podcast, MacStore and Fabric discuss a simple yet powerful way to organize, personalize, and share your digital content. Mike Williams is the General Manager and Vice President of MacStore's Branded Products Group, and Mike Cordano is CEO and co-founder of Fabric Incorporated. They'll discuss how the popularity of digital video, music, and pictures has triggered an avalanche of content, which has now become overwhelming to a lot to try to organize, manage, access, and share. MacStore's Project Fusion solves this dilemma. Here's MacStore's Mike Williams.
We really like camera manufacturers, going from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 megapixel cameras. It's just continuing to drive the overall need for additional storage space up. And the other key trend that we've historically looked at is the fact of data criticality. And you look at, you know, I got more and more stuff that I'm saving. The other aspect is my stuff is becoming more and more important. Historically, it was something that was enterprise storage, you know, mission critical data. I have to run my business with it. Well, now it's, you know, I lose my photos, I sleep on the couch tonight type situation. So, you know, data criticality is becoming something that's important for everyday users. That in combination with the fact that the infrastructure of the web, wireless connectivity, broadband into the home, is generating the ability to access anything, anywhere. And you know, I think the typical users today, it's a situation where I don't just have one PC, and that's what you were really referring to. I may have a desktop system, a notebook system, I've got data on my iPods, and I've got data all over the place. And it's creating a very interesting problem that needs to be solved, which is really how do I organize, manage my data, and start taking advantage to create my own community out on the web of how do I share my information in a way that I want to be able to share it with select groups of people, or continue to utilize existing infrastructure that's out there, existing web services or websites like MySpace, other sharing locations. And what we're doing is we're working together to provide a solution to solve those problems.
Yeah, I mean, look at the application. It really, that's what it does, as Mike talked about. What we're trying to do is we realize there's a lot of digital clutter out there now, and people are accumulating stuff at exponential rates. What we want to do is allow for that to be consolidated, organized, and then used, right? So it's great that if you've got content, my use profile is if I take pictures or video, I share it or use it immediately as on ingest to my PC. Well, what about a month from now or 6 months from now or a year from now? How do I go find it? Difficult, right? And then, you know, these are my memories. Well, what's my natural use? I want to spread them around to the people I care about. And that's the other component of the product we're working on together is not only the notion of organizing and consolidating, but getting it to the people you want when you want it and allowing them to have experiences with your personal content.
The whole thing is creating an experience that people want to be able to use, and there are certain obstacles still out there with respect to being able to utilize the web effectively. And you start thinking about, you know, I want to share my, you know, latest picture of the kids down at the park, and it's a 5 megapixel image, which is over a 3 megabyte file. Well, uploading a 3 megabyte file over the web is a difficult thing to do. You want to be able to create an experience that is very easy for the end user to do and provides continuous flow and dynamics. Well, if I click on an image and I got to sit there for, you know, a minute for the image to upload, it's not what I'd provide, you know, say as continuous. So there are things that are going on inside the application that really optimize the experience with thumbnails and basically graduating thumbnails such that you get the feel of continuity. But long term, or you know, at the end, if you want to be able to download that image and be able to print it out in high resolution, you can select to do that. So it's about the experience you get that's a critical part of this, and it needs to be the overall experience, but also the simplicity and ease of use, because we want to enable everybody to be able to do this.
Right. So. Yeah, and I think the other notion of what we're doing is we're providing some power and flexibility. So to just extend on what Mike was talking about, when you share content, you can share across all content types simultaneously, so you're not limited to just photos or just video or data files. So you can do that all simultaneously. We do it through a view mode, which gives you the experience of being able to just view content versus actually have to download it. But if you get, you know, 100 pictures of a wedding and there's a great one of your family that you want to actually blow up and print and put on the wall, you can actually get the original content. So when you look at competitive offerings out there, we're offering a lot more flexibility, and we're offering ability to not only view, which there's sharing services that do, but also retain original content and download that if the recipient would like that as well.
So is there a name for this collaboration between Fabric and MacStore?
Internally, we've been calling it Project Fusion. as we move forward, I think they're...
So what are we fusing, by the way?
Yeah. A lot of different things. But you know, we're still debating some things. I think there's a certain discussion going on with respect to the linking of the two of them. You know, Maxtor Fabric, because in a way, what we're doing is we're creating a storage fabric for people to use and to leverage the products.
Can you tell me a little bit about how the user experience would be?
So the way we design the user experience, is it's a browser-based application, but what we want to do is transform that experience where you feel like you're using a client. So it's a very rich Ajax-based application that's got drag and drop and all the things you're accustomed to in your browser, or excuse me, your client applications, but it's all done remotely. So you're untethered from any particular client PC. You can access any place you've got broadband and a browser access, you can approach the application. It's got a lot of capability and power in terms of being able to do everything in the way you're accustomed to doing it on your desktop.
Now, this whole thing is powered by broadband because we can't move a lot of this digital, you know, multimedia and video files around without having the bandwidth. Can you talk a little bit about how you figured that into the project?
Oh, absolutely. As we started out, we talked about, obviously content continues to grow and data criticality. Well, whether it be, the web access and the home wireless access, WiMAX coming down the road, what's happening is there's an infrastructure being put in place that you can get access to anything, anywhere. Up to this point in time, what a lot of it has been is access to other people's information on the web. So I can go do searches and find information. What this really ends up being is the ability to get to your information and share your information with people you want to or very broadly over the web. And so it really becomes much more of a personalized experience in enabling you to share your content over the web through this technology. And as Mike said, I think from a standpoint in going and doing that, it needs to be done in a way such that everybody can do it. So it needs to be extremely easy to use. And so we're leveraging a lot of new technologies with Ajax, which provides the rich experience. But the other side of it is, there's also the simplicity is you're going back through, a browser to initiate this whole thing.
Right. If you can surf the web, you can use this application. That was one of the premises behind what we're doing here. The other thing that we're thinking about with regard to broadband is we have a hybrid model. We've talked about it. We're bringing the product to market both as a hosted service as well as a appliance, and that allows, depending on your use case, if you've got an awful lot of content, as an example, you have 300 gigabytes of digital content, you're not a likely candidate to want to push all that to the cloud because you'd be, waiting till the end of the year till that gets done with uploads constraints that exist today. So in that model, an appliance, you can take advantage of the broadband or the LAN-based speeds to get your content resident within the appliance, and then you have all the application benefits of connecting to the outside world in the same way you would to a hosted service. So depending on what you're doing, if you've got a smaller amount of content, you can use the hosted service to move it up and take advantage of it with traditional service model metrics. But in the case of people that are more power users, greater amount of content that they're trying to both manage as well as use in some way, the appliance is a perfect solution.
I'm Michael Johnson. This is Podtech.net, and we're speaking with Mike Williams, General Manager and Vice President of Maxtor's Branded Products Group, and Mike Cardano, who's the CEO and co-founder of Fabric Incorporated. So far, we've talked about Project Fusion. Let's go a little bit deeper. What are some of the applications and concepts behind this? And tell me about this word. I've read this thing a little bit, and it's called weblication. Maybe you can tell me a little bit about what. Well, I looked it up on Wiki, but maybe you can tell me a little bit about what that is.
So what's a weblication? A weblication is, in our mind, is fusing the best of the web and the desktop, and obviously is a web application. So an intriguing word to get people interested in what we're doing. So the notion of it is, it's not a traditional service model, a web-based static service model. So we're creating software that will give you the best of both worlds, and we've tagged it with the weblication as the name. Obviously, I think there's some intrigue behind it and questions asked about it. So as we move more power into web-based applications, we're just denoting it with that title.
Yeah, I think Mike put it very well. If you really look at it, it is in effect, embedding applications into the web type interface. So, you know, obviously using a browser is the front end of the whole thing, but providing much more of a richness into it, such that it's enabling, you know, the management of photos, organization, tagging, and sharing, all built in to provide that experience and service to the users.
So we've talked about the digital photos, the multimedia files, the videos that people are going to want to manage and move around. There are some services out there right now. We've got YouTube, we've got Flickr, we've got Google Video. How is what Maxtor and Fabric are doing going to be, how's it different? And how, you know, and people, and if people are going to go to such a service, it's got to be, you know, it's got to offer something new. What's different about what Maxtor and Fabric are doing?
Well, the first obvious difference is we de-silo the model, right? We say whatever data type, we're happy to help you. We're not saying you got to use this silo to do video, this one to do photos, this one to do data. The other one I already talked about is we do offer the hybrid model of an appliance or a service, again, for people with much more content. And I think the third piece is we provide a level of organization and management that none of those services offer at any level. So all that entire step would happen in their model in a desktop, whereas we provide that within our application, again, untethered from any particular client or location.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the other things is we really see what we're bringing into this is expanding the ecosystem, if you will. If you look at the appliance and technologies, you can actually go ahead and utilize other services in collaboration with the appliance. So fundamentally, we've got something that we're calling microlinking that's built into the product, which gives the ability to link information off of this appliance into a MySpace or other services that are out there. So now I can manage all of my content on my local appliance or in the service and just provide a link over to some of the other services that I may want to use. So we're not saying that we're replacing those services. It's an augmentation and really providing much richer experience than you get in some of those services and solutions that are out there today.
So when using your particular model, this involves a lot of uploading of material to be managed online somehow. There's a number of interesting applications out there like Ria, which is involving scanning faces, but it's all about this content being online. So one has to start thinking about the security of that material online. Maybe you can talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the architecture of the application, it's not the traditional multi-tenant. It's a virtual machine in the cloud. So every single account is a separate instance. So you can't cross over between instances. So even in our service model, it looks like an individual machine that's dedicated to a particular account. Also within that model, you can have up to 15 sub-accounts, but again, it's very isolated from other instances of architecture of other services. In the case, obviously, of the appliance, all that content is in your closet.
It's local.
It's local to wherever you put it. So another level of, I guess, comfort for, again, those heavier users.
Okay. So what about public versus private? Because I know that a lot of people will be interested in the ability to share photographs, but maybe they don't want everybody looking at them. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's one of the things that's been built in and really one of the strengths of the solution. There are ways that you can turn around and select specific content that if you want to, single click, it ends up basically creating a public web page that anybody can go ahead and see. It's basically out there. If you're not wanting to go down that path, you want to say, yeah, I want to share information, but I only want to do it with mom, I can go click a set of information, hit a different set of buttons basically, and it will publish it just to mom. She will be the only one that has access to it. So you've got the ability to really tailor how you want to take your information to the web and share it. Some can be very private, whether it be an individual person or a group of people, or it can be, you know, I've got a set of information I'm happy for the world to see.
Right. Yeah. One of the thing that Mike's talking about is what we call microsharing, which is a flexible way. Once your content is resident within the application, you don't have to create a folder to share. You can just randomly click on content. Again, it could be photos, video, music, then actually do a share, hit a share button, either use a group list, an email address, and that will create a link that will be sent in an email invite, which then is an intelligent link that links back into the appliance or the service, and we know which content's attached to that. It's managed through our back-end database, and it just presents that exact content in a secure way.
So is it browser specific? Because sometimes I run into a situation where I'll go into a site and it's, you know, won't support my browser. It'll just be for Netscape.
Yeah, so we fully support Firefox and IE.
Both platforms?
Correct.
Yes.
Linux too?
You bet.
What about any special promotions coming up? Is there anything that might be something like, say, if you're a Mac store, say for Mac store owners right now, is there anything going on, any special promotions for them?
Well, so we've talked a little bit about, we're actually going to be taking this market two ways. One is going to be as a service. What we're going to be doing from a service standpoint is actually bundling the service with the OneTouch product line. So the benefits of all of the OneTouch from an added storage capability standpoint, the backup solution, data sync, you've got that. Through the service, you'll have access to the cloud and basically be able to store probably less than about 10 gigabytes out in the cloud. The other way is to actually go and do the full-blown appliance, which is going to be more for the power user. You know, it'll be all the way up to a 500 gigabyte solution. But initially, we'll be going out with a bundled solution on the service and giving people a trial opportunity on the product.
Yeah, I think the other thing that we may do and is go back to the install base, the loyal Mac Store users, and offer them some opportunity to test drive the service if they're part of the install base. So I'm sure you'll see something creatively come out in a promotional sense to attract them.
Absolutely.
Maybe even on a podcast. So tell me, how much is this going to cost?
Prices will range. Obviously, if you look at what you're getting on the OneTouch, it's going to be a $199 is where the entry point would be. And obviously, the service is coming bundled with the OneTouch. The full-blown, high-end implementation of a full 500 gigabyte solution, that's going to be a $799 price point going out the door.
So I've got a question for one or both of you. You've got Mac Store's line of OneTouch products making, you know, backup and storage of data really easy. So why is Mac Store getting into this area, this particular area?
Oh, I think this is a natural extension in a lot of ways of, if you look at historically where Mac Store's come from. Obviously, the content, the data criticality has generated a set of opportunities for us to provide, number one, expansion products. When somebody needs more storage, very easy, I add the storage. Two, data protection products. You know, my data is very important to me, it's critical. I need to provide protection and backup. We've expanded our product line from not just, pun on words, I guess, expand, protect into the sharing space over the last year when we entered the marketplace with our network storage. The network storage product was really one where it was storing or sharing within a local area network. What we're now doing is really moving into the web community. So this is a natural extension, we believe, of the overall evolution of what I want to be doing with storage. I need to expand it. I want to make sure it's protected. I want to start sharing it, but I want to share it beyond just the LAN. I want to share it into the wider environment of the World Wide Web, but in a protected, controlled manner.
So if people want to find out a little bit more about Project Fusion, some background information, and what we've been talking about here today, is there a place where they can go?
Maxstore.com, basically be able to get all the information at that location.
Well, great. I've been speaking today with Mike Williams, the General Manager and Vice President of Maxstore's Branded Products Group, and Mike Cordano, who's the CEO and co-founder of Fabric Incorporated. Thanks for being with us on the podcast today.
Great, thank you.
Thank you very much.